Hello, I am Dr. Dawn Buse, a licensed clinical and health psychologist. I use biobehavioral techniques to help people manage headache, migraine, chronic pain, anxiety, insomnia, and other medical and psychological conditions. Biobehavioral techniques include cognitive behavioral therapy, biofeedback, relaxation training, and stress management. Some of these techniques can be learned and practiced on your own, and some require the guidance of a healthcare professional. Research has demonstrated that relaxation techniques, such as diaphragmatic breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, visual imagery, and meditation, can help people who experience headache and other chronic illnesses. They help by giving people some control over the autonomic nervous system, which is the system that controls the fight or flight response. The autonomic nervous system is made up of two branches. They are the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches. The sympathetic branch is the activating branch, and it controls the fight or flight response, which is an innate biological survival mechanism that is activated when we perceive stress, pain, or danger. When an event is interpreted as dangerous, stressful, or painful, our brain triggers the fight or flight response, which is a complex set of actions involving the body's glands and organs. This instinctual survival response allows us to defend and protect ourselves in times of danger. When it is activated, the heart rate and breathing rate speed up, adrenaline and glucose are released to provide energy, and blood is shunted to the major muscle groups in case you need to run or fight. However, this means that areas such as your fingers and toes experience restricted blood flow and may feel colder. In order to conserve energy, systems that are not essential during the fight or flight response are temporarily slowed or shut down. This includes digestion and other important bodily functions. The fight or flight response can be extremely helpful in times of danger, such as escaping from a burning building or a car accident. It can give you the strength and energy that you need to survive. Fortunately, most people experience emotional stress more often than physical danger. However, our bodies still respond as though we are trying to escape from physical danger. Unfortunately, in the case of pain or emotional distress such as headache, insomnia, anxiety, or a panic attack, the fight or flight response is not useful and in fact can make the situation worse. And chronic or long-term activation of the fight or flight response can take a serious toll on physical and mental well-being. The relaxation response is the opposite of the fight or flight response and is controlled by the parasympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system. During the relaxation response, the body becomes calm and quiet and balance is restored. The relaxation response is characterized by slowed heart rate, steady, even breathing, reduced muscle tension, and warmer hands and feet. The relaxation response can be very helpful during times of pain or emotional distress. For example, when you are having a headache, it is important to allow blood to circulate throughout your body, supplying blood and oxygen to your brain and other vital organs. During a headache, you want to engage in deep, even breathing to refresh the oxygen in your bloodstream. You want to have muscles that are relaxed so that circulation can happen easily and your body can feel comfortable and relaxed. And you want to allow your digestive system to be operating so that if you take a medication orally, the medication can be absorbed by your stomach and can circulate throughout your body as quickly and effectively as possible. There are many ways to activate the relaxation response. These include diaphragmatic breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, guided visual imagery, meditation, and self-hypnosis. All of these techniques are reviewed in this audio program. There are also other ways to achieve the relaxation response, and these can be different for everyone. Many people find that listening to pleasant music is calming, but in fact, engaging in almost any activity that you find pleasant and enjoyable can bring about the relaxation response. The goal of relaxation training and the techniques introduced in this audio program is to help you achieve the relaxation response. Most people experience stress in their lives and can benefit from relaxation practice. For people who experience headache or migraine, practicing relaxation techniques on a regular basis can help you keep your mind and body in balance. Regular practice may help you avoid headaches before they happen or reduce the pain of a headache once it is started. Relaxation techniques may help you fall asleep or get through a time while you are waiting for a medication to take effect. If you are pregnant or nursing or trying to become pregnant and cannot take medications, relaxation techniques can provide relief and comfort and help your body stay in balance. The exercises in this audio program will introduce you to several effective relaxation techniques. Each exercise has a brief introduction and instruction section followed by the exercise itself. Once you feel comfortable practicing the exercises, you may choose to skip the introduction and go right to the exercise. You may listen to the exercises in any order that you choose and as often as you choose. Every listener will have a different response to the images and suggestions, and you should feel free to change or personalize the exercises to make them more comfortable or effective for you. The more you practice and explore relaxation techniques, the better you will know what works for you and for your body. Some people may use relaxation techniques in addition to medications and other treatments, while others may use them instead of medication, such as women who are pregnant or nursing. Talk with your healthcare provider about how relaxation practice will best fit into your treatment plan as part of a healthy lifestyle.